is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 4th of June, 2015, anniversary of the day in 1919, when the 19th Amendment to the Constitution was passed by Congress, giving women the vote. Women voted in their first national election in November 1920. It's the anniversary of two crucial battles in World War II, 1940, the British evacuation from Dunkirk, and 1942, the Battle of Midway in the Pacific. Winston Churchill had sent British forces to Belgium to try to stop the advance of the Nazi invasion. The British were completely overwhelmed by the German army. They got bottled up in the little coastal town of Dunkirk. They had abandoned equipment on the way. Almost 500,000 men stranded on the beach. Nazi bombers began to attack from the air. And then Hitler gave a personal order to stop. The German commander knew that he could probably wipe out the British in a single battle and the war would be over, but one of Hitler's aides at the time wrote in his diary, "The Führer is terribly nervous, frightened by his own success," which gave the British time for an evacuation. They sent out a request for all persons with seaworthy vessels to help in the evacuation, and a great flotilla of fishing boats, lifeboats, paddle steamers, yachts came across the channel to save the British army. And when the soldiers arrived back in Britain, they were given a hero's welcome. Churchill decided to use the event to build British morale. One soldier said, "We might have been the heroes of some great victory instead of a beaten army returning home having lost most of its equipment." The Battle of Midway took place in the Central Pacific around Midway Island. Japanese Navy hoped to take control, use it to stage an invasion of Hawaii. But American bombers, which had wandered off course, accidentally found the Japanese fleet while most of the ships were refueling, attacked them. The Japanese never fully recovered, and they never won another decisive naval battle for the rest of the war. It's the birthday of Ruth Westheimer, born in Frankfurt, Germany, 1928, to Orthodox Jewish parents. When the Nazis came to power, the family decided to flee Germany, but the grandmother refused to go, so Ruth was sent to safety in Switzerland, and she never saw her family again. Moved to Palestine, joined the underground movement fighting for a Jewish state, eventually moved to New York, got her degree, and started broadcasting a radio show called Sexually Speaking, which made her famous. Dr. Ruth, the sex expert. And it's the birthday of the horror writer Joe Hill, born in Herman, Maine, 1972, author of Heart-Shaped Box, Horns, and Nosferatu. He's the son of the novelist Stephen King, born Joseph Hillstrom King. Nosferatu features a vampire, but Hill says he's confused by the popularity of vampires. "I don't understand the romance of vampires," he said. "They're bloated leeches that live in dirt. That doesn't strike me as the height of eroticism." Here's a poem for today by Charles Bukowski, "A Song with No End." When Whitman wrote, "I sing the body electric," I know what he meant, I know what he wanted, to be completely alive every moment in spite of the inevitable. We can't cheat death, but we can make it work so hard that when it does take us, it will have known a victory just as perfect as ours. Charles Bukowski's poem, A Song with No End, from The Night Torn with Mad Footsteps, published by Black Sparrow Press and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. And by Progressive Insurance, with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.